This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday granted a $1.5 billion loan to Belarus as a show of support for its embattled leader, Alexander Lukashenko, after weeks of street demonstrations that have accused him of rigging last month's election to retain power in Minsk. The two leaders met at the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi for nearly 4 hours. Afterward, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov declared that Lukashenko is the legitimate president of Belarus. Lukashenko made a public statement of his gratitude for the new loan, while Putin said Belarus should sort out its election issue through calm dialogue and without outside pressure. Putin also said defense cooperation between Russia and Belarus would continue. Belarus authorities have cracked down on the anti-Lukashenko demonstrations, detaining 774 people on Sunday out of the estimated 100,000 who demonstrated. He has denied rigging the August 9th election. Opposition candidate Svetlana Tsihanouskaya, who was his only serious challenger, has fled to Lithuania. Tsihanouskaya on social media criticized the awarding of the loan to Belarus. She said on social media, "Dear Russians, your taxes will pay for our beatings. We are sure you would not want that." The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold an urgent debate on the violence in Belarus. The head of the World Health Organization's European branch says his organization expects a rising number of COVID-19 deaths in October and November. Hans Kluge, a Belgian public health specialist, also warned a vaccine will not herald the end of the pandemic. He said it isn't even clear whether a vaccine would help all population groups. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The commander in charge of the U.S. military's nuclear arsenal has warned that increasing China's nuclear stockpile is next on Beijing's to-do list. Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon Monday, U.S. Strategic Command Chief Admiral Charles Richards said the United States has no margin of error left to start recapitalizing its nuclear force. He said China has a proven record of steadily building its military and noted that Beijing has built more than 250 ships for the country's newly established Coast Guard in just the last 7 years. Earlier this month, a Pentagon report predicted that Beijing will at least double the size of its nuclear warhead stockpile over the next decade. There was no response from the Chinese government. An international team of astronomers on Monday announced the discovery of a rare gas molecule, phosphine, in the clouds of Venus. It may be the first real evidence in the solar system of life beyond Earth. The researchers say on Earth, phosphine is only made industrially or by microbes that thrive in oxygen-free environments. The team estimates that phosphine exists in Venus's clouds only in small concentrations, but after running several calculations, they determined there were no non-biological sources on the planet that could account for the levels of phosphine they discovered in Venus's atmosphere. The United States is renewing its call for Gulf countries to resolve a 3-year-long rift, citing the need to solidify a united front against Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Monday to close the door to increased Iranian meddling. It's past time to find a solution to the Gulf rift. The Trump administration is eager to see this dispute resolved. Pompeo spoke after welcoming senior Qatari officials to the State Department for the third annual U.S.-Qatar strategic dialogue. The U.S. signed agreements with Qatar to enhance investment and cultural ties. The Gulf Cooperation Council bloc, composed of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Kuwait, and Bahrain, has been fractured since mid-2017. The UAE, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Egypt cut diplomatic ties with Qatar and imposed a boycott, accusing it of supporting terrorism. Qatar has denied the allegations. And on Monday, the EU asked China to grant independent observers access to its Xinjiang region, where Beijing is accused of orchestrating widespread rights abuses against the region's Muslim Uyghur population. EU Council President Charles Michel said the call was made during a video conference with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.